Hey, if you're a cleaning business owner and want to become an expert marketer or just proficient, but are really unsure of where to start, well, I put together a free marketing course that shows you how we run our Facebook ads or Google ads and the campaigns we use to squeeze the juice out of our lead list. So if that's up your alley, you can head over to loganscleaningco.com/marketing course and you get access to this course absolutely free and there's no opt-in required. So I hope you enjoy. Now back to the show. Every business has a business triangle, okay? And so we're going to talk about the three sides of this business triangle today. And so the very first side is marketing. Okay. And so when it comes to marketing for the cleaning business, we need an automated marketing funnel.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Okay. And this automated marketing funnel, it literally is the thing that when you go to bed, it keeps working. When you take days off, it keeps working. You set it up one time and it keeps working. And it's your best staff member, it's your best employee, it's the most consistent person on your team. And when you set this thing up, you wake up and all of a sudden leads just pop up. People are being texted and people are popping up on your schedule. And you're like, wow, this is amazing. This is your one of your best staff members is going to be your automated marketing funnel. So if you have not seen this automated marketing funnel, we're going to dive in deep today and show you exactly what it looks like. Okay. And so it all starts with our Facebook ad. This could also be an Instagram ad as well, but it all starts with the Facebook ad. Okay. So this is what we use in order to have predictable results and a predictable business that we have that we're generating leads every single day. New prospects coming in, raising their hand saying, hey, I want my house cleaned. I'm curious about your services. And so this is what a Facebook ad looks like. The creative is the picture. So you can see here, cute dogs on Facebook. What you're looking for is you're looking to stop somebody. You're distracting them. They're scrolling. They're looking through, their friends' posts. They're looking over sports, looking over news. They're looking at funny videos. And what your goal to do on a Facebook ad is to stop them like, oh, what is that about? Right. And that's what the creative does. Next piece of it is the ad copy. So then once you stop them with the creative, then they say, oh, Bozeman residents, that's me. February special. I'm interested. Free home cleaning voucher. Let me learn more about that. And basically, you're just walking people through this process. And then you're going to go through the ad copy. Okay. The ad copy is going to basically share what you are trying to convey to the person who is on Facebook. Okay. You're going to give them an irresistible offer. Free home cleaning voucher. That sounds interesting. I want my house clean for free. Boom. I'm interested. Okay. And then give them a call to action. So they read through it. You have nice ad copy that persuades them what you're trying to get them to do, which is very simply, you're not trying to sell your service at this moment. All you're trying to do is try to get them to click the link. You're trying to take them from Facebook into your automated marketing funnel. That's our goal, right? So tell them what to do. And then once you do that, then they go into your landing page, okay? So when you go into the landing page, again, you have a consistent offer, the same offer that you offered on your ad. And it's the same thing. And then from here, the whole goal is that we're trying to get them to give us their contact information so we can follow up with them. And think of it a lot like dating. Okay. And so when you are trying to date somebody, you're not just going to go straight for, hey, like, let's go to dinner. Let's go make out. Let's go get married. That's not what we're going to do. We're just going to say, hey, like, can I get your number? Right. Can I reach out to you? And that's what we're doing here is basically say, can I just get your number? Can we just start a conversation? And so they're going to click this and then they're going to give you their information. Okay. Again, irresistible offer, same offer we did on the Facebook ad. There's also, again, more compelling ad copy that is on this landing page that, again, just convinces them to do one thing, which is click on the button. Once they get to the form, they'll submit the form. Again, we want their first name, last name, email, and phone number. Boom, got it. And then once they submit it, then the magic happens, okay? And so what they see is that they go to this thank you page, and it gives them the opportunity to actually book their discovery call where they can learn more about getting their free cleaning voucher. They can learn more about your cleaning services, okay? But the real magic is that it triggers all the automations. Okay. So once they give you that information, it puts it into all the places that you need it to be. And so, for example, we use our Google lead sheet as a makeshift CRM. And so all the leads go onto the Google lead sheet, and it shows exactly where they came from. So this is where we house, whether it's our Facebook ads, whether it's our Google ads, which we'll talk about in a second, or any other platform that we're advertising on, it all goes into here and it puts it where they're coming from. ZenMaids is our cleaning CRM. And so it puts it in ZenMaids as well. That way they automatically become a lead inside ZenMaids. puts them in constant contact. So this is a way we can email them and reach out to them through that medium as well. And then Just Call. So Just Call is our phone CRM. So this is actually how we're able to call them and text them as well. And we also send them an automated text message, and it comes from a real number. And this is what actually starts the whole process. Okay. And this is actually the end of the marketing funnel, is that once this message gets sent to them, then they respond back. Right. And then the whole goal at that point is to go through our lead nurture script, which we'll talk about here later on, and then get them on a phone call. But that's our automated marketing funnel. And every single day I wake up and there's at least three or four leads that have popped in overnight. And there's three or four messages that are sitting there with responses that now our team comes in and they start responding to them with the whole intention of just getting them on a phone call, so we actually can get them onto a discovery call, which is a sales call, right? That's how the marketing system works. It's so powerful. It's your best employee, right? Having this system. So it's one of the most exciting things, and it's how you actually create a predictable business that you can wake up with leads in your Google Drive, or excuse me, in your Google Leads sheet, wake up in your CRM and in your email autoresponder, everywhere. Okay. So that's the automated marketing funnel. Now, once you have these leads, what do you do with these leads, right? So a percentage of those leads are going to convert into sales right away. A percentage of them, they're just not quite ready yet. A percentage of them are going to buy a couple times and then they're going to fall off, right? A percentage of them are just going to be one-time cleans, whether it's move-in cleans, move-out cleans. So how do you continue to stay in contact with people after that first interaction, after that first time that they give the information? And that's where we talk about an internal marketing calendar. And so an internal marketing calendar, again, I equate this to dating, and it's like just giving yourself an excuse to reach out to somebody. And so thinking about if you guys are married on here, or you guys have spouses, or you guys have ever chased a girlfriend or boyfriend before, like, you just think about excuses to reach out to them, right? Hey, it's Thursday. Just seeing what you're doing. Hey, I just heard the song on the radio that reminded of you. Curious on what you got going on tonight, right? Hey, I just had chicken breast. Remember that one time we had chicken breast back a couple weeks ago, right? It's just a reason, just an excuse to reach out to somebody. And then after you give them that reason, then you ask what you really want, right? And so this marketing calendar is very similar. And so I found all the excuses to reach out to our old customers, to prospects, to people who are trying to make into new customers. And that's by using the marketing calendar. And so you can see on here that we have like a Groundhog's Day promotion. We have a Valentine's Day promotion. We had a New Year's promotion. We had a St. Patrick's Day promotion. And so all these are just excuses that we use as a company to reach out to these people. And we make them a really cool offer. And usually the offer is very similar to what they've heard before, but it doesn't matter what the offer is. It just matters what the excuse is. And people, as long as you give them an excuse, that's all they care about, right? And so this is what we do to continue to squeeze the juice out of our lead list, and we can bring our marketing costs down, and we optimize everything is by doing internal marketing. Because guess how much it costs to send email? Guess how much it costs to send additional text message, right? It doesn't cost anything more to send additional emails or additional text messages. Like, how cool is that, right? And so this is kind of the way you squeeze the juice out of your lead list. And so, yeah, so this is an example of like a Groundhog's Day promotion where we offered a $50 voucher. We did a President's Day voucher. Same thing. You can see it's literally the same $50 vouchers. We just changed the excuse from Groundhog's Day to President's Day. And like using that concept just allows you to continue to reach out to people and for you to stay top of mind. And when somebody's ready, maybe they weren't ready as soon as they opted in, or maybe they thought they were ready, but then something happened. But as soon as they see that promotion about Groundhog's Day, or they see that promotion about Easter, or they see that promotion about a 4th of July, they're all of a sudden like, oh, I'm ready. And then however you want them, again, it goes back to what we talked about in the call to actions on our Facebook ad, like tell them what to do. Have them call you, have them text you, have them book a discovery call, have them reply to your email, whatever it is you want them to do, tell them what to do. So that's the internal marketing calendar. Again, super, super cool. And then one of the other most important ways for you to continue to drive consistent marketing and consistent business to your business is through Google, right? And so We talked about Google Local Service Ads, which are really simple to set up. There isn't any training or coaching on that. Like anybody can do that. But Google Pay-Per-Click is another form of ways to get more customers into your business. And so Google Pay-Per-Click is really cool. You just pick a campaign, right? Pick a campaign an objective that you want for your business. Okay. Apparently I recommend just getting leads. Okay. And then pick your conversion goal. So you could have people to call you. You can actually have people submit a lead form on your account. It just depends on how your systems are set up, but you basically want to set a conversion goal. And then you're going to pick a campaign type. Okay. And so my recommendation is doing search. Okay. And then lead type. Well, again, what do you want people to do? Do you want them to visit your website? Do you want them to call you? Store visits, app downloads are not going to be something that we do as clean business owners. Lead form submissions definitely can be as well. Okay. You're going to bid on it. Again, you're going to set your target CPA. It'll give you an option for it to just set it for you. And that's what I recommend doing unless you're super skilled at this. Just let Google do its work for you. And then campaign settings, you can choose where you want your ads to be displayed at. Locations, again, make sure that you have it for your local location. Make sure you have it for your specific zip codes. It's really cool because Google can target, obviously, really, really well. So definitely target where you want your ads to be shown, who you want to be shown to. You can pick languages. Again, if you don't speak any other language than English, maybe just put English on there. But if you speak Spanish or you speak any other language that is going to that your customers speak, then make sure you put that in there as well. And then you can have Google actually automatically create all the headlines and create the copy for you, which again, you make it really, really simple, or you can create it yourself. Okay. You can put the certain end times on your campaigns if you want to create finite campaigns. Pretty cool. And then how you create the ads again is you put your URL in that you want people to go to. And then you have your headlines in here. Again, this is what if you're doing it yourself. If you want Google to do it, you just have them do it. And they actually put default headlines and ad copy in there for you, which is kind of pretty simple. Keywords. Google will help you put keywords in there as well, which is really, really nice. And then after you start to have a little bit of momentum and you can actually look at your data after you've been running Google Ads for a while, you can see which keywords are working well. And you can optimize based on your keywords and like what's working best in your market. And then budget, of course, like how much do you want to spend? Again, I look at it from a standpoint of how much does it cost me to actually acquire a customer and what's the lifetime value of my customer? And as long as I can continue to acquire customers and make my money back, then I'm willing to spend as much money as it possibly takes. And so that's how you become really confident in spending money is when you know your numbers and you can say, okay, well, I'm spending $1,500 a month on marketing, but I'm getting back in month one, $2,000, right? So you're making $500 to market. What is your marketing budget? And the question, then your response to that is, well, I'm making $500. So I guess if I spend $2,000, could I make $3,000? Right. And you're like, okay, how do I spend more money? And so what you'll quickly find is that maybe your marketing is not your bottleneck. Maybe it's your ability to fulfill all these customers that becomes your bottleneck. So at that point, you're like, you have no marketing budget. And then after that point, you literally just click publish and you're ready to rock and roll. It takes a few hours for Google to approve or deny your ad. And then you're up and running and it looks something like this. And so you'll see this and this is how you know that you're live and literally people start clicking on your ad, whether they're going to be calling you, whether they're going to be going to your website. This is what it looks like. So that is our marketing funnel. And that's our first leg of our triangle.